Please I want to see the light army. Let's have a quick meeting after service. How are we doing? How are we doing now? All right. How many of you have written jam yet? Written jam. How was it? It was good. Chase me around. What happened? There's no school. You have 2 weeks break now. Oh wow. Yeah, so how was jump? How was jump? Those of you that have written jump. How was it now? Was it good? Was it bad? Did you get to your place on time? Did you
What was your polling center? Your polling center? Dr. Emu. What about you?
Your polling center. Akute. Alright. Who was raised your hand? Alright. What was your own? Oh, okay. Alright. Did you go by yourself? Alright. Did you what have you? Ogba. Wow, how come you had Ogba? Did you do magic or something? You registered earlier, B. All right. How old are you, Samuel? 16. Okay. Did you go to Akute yourself? All right. We thank God for, and I think Joy is writing today, you know. And I know one or two are writing on Monday or so, Monday, Tuesday. Thank God. Don't worry, everybody will be fine, okay? Just take it easy. Are you happy to be in church? All right. Can you... Hi, Major. It's nice to see you. Can you welcome the person beside you? Just greet them. Thank God. I'm happy. Are we now? Are you happy? Hey, Christopher, I didn't ask you. How's your jump? How's your center? Are you hot? No, it's fine. This is on. It's just the weather. Oh, okay. So it's close to where you... thank God. I remember one of the jam that I took. I don't know. They sent me to Babcock. Then I said that if this is your exam center, that you have to sleep over. So we had to go on Friday and sleep. That they won't allow us to come on Saturday. Very strange school. So now I went there to sleep. It was not like boarding school. It was like reminding me of boarding school. You know, you wake up early in the morning, you go and bath, do everything. You hold your phone tight because you don't know. You can't trust the people that you are sleeping with. Yeah. So I've seen things. Unfortunately, we heard that some people were kidnapped, you know, in Benue. So unfortunate, you know. We just pray that they will come back safely. I also want to say, since we're just talking, I should just tell you also that please don't when it's time for NYSC, don't be gaslit by Nigeria, okay? I know they will say if you don't have this thing, it will affect in the future. But please, if they send it to somewhere that is not safe, don't go. Are we together? Yeah. That's if NYC is still there by that time. But I think it will still be there, you know. But don't just use your head, you know. There are some places that are worse, that are quite bad now, you know. So you should be very careful. So don't just go anywhere because they are sending you to the place. Samuel, could you go to your police center by yourself? So not the place. Then not the day, not when with your sister. She'll help you. Hold yourself, your bags and... Okay. Okay. All right. Did you go to Dr. Memo by yourself? Who did you go with? Indifreke. Yeah. Hey, amen. Maybe one of these days would... Which I have to, just because I like that kind of thing, you know. One of these days, I have to teach you guys how to defend yourself, you know. Are we together? Yeah. Especially as a woman, a guy can always run away, you know. But for women, it's a bit, it's just because of the times that we live in. We live in dangerous times, you know. So you just have to have wisdom. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So at least every girl should have pepper spray in her bag. You understand? Every girl should have pepper spray in her bag that you can... that you can use when needed. I'm serious. You should have a pepper spray. You understand? One of the bad things, it's a very bad thing about our country is that we're very lazy people. Maybe because of our religiosity, there's a kind of responsibility that we don't give ourselves. You know, we're just very lazy intellectually in our minds. Maybe, like I said, because you are religious, everything is God who sorts it out, you know, that kind of thing. You know, but it's the reason why, you know, terrorists are enjoying bandits, so to speak, because they know that we're weak, you know. A country like America, for example, you can't do jihad in America. It's not possible. Maybe only in places like New York and stuff. But by the time you go to Texas, everybody has gone. You know, even old women self have gone. You understand? By the time you enter, by the time you see gone, you say you respect yourself. You know, everybody will calm down. You know. Anyway, that's that. How's your holiday been? How's the financial, those of you that were around on Friday? How many of you were around on yesterday for the financial class? Tristan, you were around. Okay. How was it? What did you learn? You learned how to make money. Come and tell me what you learned. Come and tell us what you learned about making money. Okay.
I learned how we want, we should not just spend our money for one thing, that I want biscuit, I want juice, I want everything. Mm. If they give you 5K, she also asked us that if they give you 5K, what will you take and do? So all of us spoke. But now I learned how to use 5K very now.
Wow.
And she said that also you also want something, but you take 1,000 afterwards and drop that one down. Then the remaining, you can use it for, you can invest it or you can save. Mm. And she told us that saving is important, so that it's for emergency fund.
Mm.
Thank you.
Amen. All right, who else wants to say what they learned? Who else now? All right, okay, Rose. Yeah.
I learned about how to spend your money. Like she said, you shouldn't spend without a budget. You should always have a budget in mind before spending your money.
Mm.
And how to also save. Yeah. Also learned about preserving money from allowance if you always get an allowance, how to save from your allowance. Yeah, that's what I got from it, and I'm holding on to that.
All right, that's good.
But we should always.
Mm.
And I learned that we should stick to the things we want to do.
Mm.
And we should spend, won't waste it.
Mm. Wow, that's powerful. All right, can we clap for all of them? Okay, that's amazing. Spin me around. Okay. That's so amazing. Let's say a quick word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We give you praise. We bless your holy name. Father, as we look into your word, I ask that you shall speak to us, reveal yourself to us. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. All right. So today we'll be continuing our conversation on growing wealth, right? You know, we started a conversation around wealth or riches. Abinah. And, you know, we'll be talking about it for a while. I think this will be like our third. Hopefully, I'll be done today, you know, for now, you know. But fundamentally, I just want to, the main reason why I'm saying this thing is so that you can understand that it is not hard to be rich. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is not hard. I want you to, and that's why we are teaching these things, you know. The reason why wealth looks hard is as a result of either a lack of wisdom or a lack of discipline. Are we together? Huh? Either a lack of wisdom, meaning you don't know what to do, right? Or even though you know what to do, you don't have the discipline that is required to do it. Hmm? For example, one of the things that, you know, by the grace of God, I'll talk about today, maybe just briefly, is patience. You know, which we've already started our conversation on the things that will make you not rich. And one of the mentalities that will make you not rich is having a quick wealth mentality. Hallelujah. Amen. It will not make you rich. You know, the nature of wealth is that it's a process. And in life, what actually beautifies your life? Please listen to what I'm saying. What actually beautifies your life is the process that you go through, not the destination. Huh? So, James was talking about patience, for example, and he said that, you know, when we go through diverse temptations, we should count it all joy. Why? Because that's those temptations that we are going through. Do you know what I'm talking about? That those temptations that we are going through is working in us the fruit of patience. And it is that patience that perfects us. Are we together? Now, those temptations are not temptation of lying or stealing. That's not what it's talking about. Those temptations in that context is talking about trials, problems, the process of things. So maybe you have this challenge, you have that challenge, you know. And in that environment, that is what makes you beautiful. Hallelujah. This is the reason why if you meet somebody that maybe, for example, has not been trained well in their house, you wouldn't like their character. You know, there are people that can slap their mother, for instance. You know, there are people like that. Like, if they're angry with their mom, they can just was that one slap. When you meet people that process was sticking out from, they're usually very, very, annoying people. Are you feeling what I'm saying? So it is not hard to be rich. You know, that's, and one of the things that hinders is that get rich quick mentality. Let me just talk about patience now. So fundamentally, you need to understand that, and this is one of the reasons, this is one of the, or let me say it first. You need to understand that wealth is built with time, okay? So you are not necessarily going to be there at once. This is one of the problems that men have into 2026. Men have this problem a lot. Men have this problem a lot. You see the average, you could see like a 25-year-old guy that is feeling sad and depressed, that he doesn't have the G-Wagon, you know. Hallelujah. Are we together? Yeah. I mean, guys, so I understand how my people think. Because me too, I used to be like that. You know, maybe when, especially with social media, you know, when you see all the people on social media, you know, doing what they are doing, it affects us differently. So a lot of guys don't have that ability to sit down and learn something. A lot of Yahoo boys, if they had sat down and learned something, they'll be richer 10 years later than them doing Yahoo for 10 years. Do you get my point?
Yeah.
You know? So people put unnecessary pressure on themselves because they want to be quick. They want, everybody feels like if you are not, and LinkedIn is another way of that. If you are not speaking at this major conference, you know, you are nobody, you know. Amen. Are we together? So you just have to learn and understand that, you know, I know the beautiful thing about working with God. The beautiful thing about working with God is that from day one, it will be good. You know, what I mean by that is that if God has a covenant of taking care of his people, so even if you are, you ideally, if you are correctly plugged in into a community, if you are correctly following God, you will never be stranded, even from day one. Even if, you know, you've met yourself at the bottom level, whatever that means to you, you know, you will still be taken care of, okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So you just have to take it easy. You know, I believe as Christians, everybody should just take it easy. Tell your neighbor, calm down. Yeah, calm down. Just calm down, you know. Just calm down, you know. It's not hard. You just need to understand the process. Amen. Also, one of the things that you need to, the mentality that you need to not have is the mentality of entitlement. Can you say entitlement? Entitlement, you know, where you feel entitled to things that don't belong to you. Hallelujah. It will kill your ability to create wealth. In fact, this is one of the most dangerous mindsets you can have, a mindset of entitlement, you know. And many of us, unfortunately, in our culture, we have a culture that breeds entitlement. Almost all of us here, if not all of us here, your first introduction to money was maybe your uncle just came and just gave you 10,000. You know, that kind of thing. And you did not learn. It's not bad to get gifts, but it was so unbalanced that in our souls, usually in the Nigerian psyche, money comes as a result of who I know, not what I add. Do you understand? Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. So money advancement in life comes. That's the kind of system that you have. It's a patronage kind of society that we have, right? And it breeds entitlement. People just feel entitled. You know, we're having a very serious debate in my office one time. And the debate was, why do Nigerians beg a lot? You know, in this country, we beg, Kai. And people keep saying it's poverty. Now, it's poverty that makes us beg all the time. Please, can you iterate? Oh, so that you won't just help me. You know, and people keep saying it's poverty. That, no, we are poor. That's why we beg a lot. And the begging we're talking about is, you know, there's legitimate, well, there's no legitimate begging, but there's begging that is, you know, you've really done, you know, maybe bandit killed your entire family and you're on the street, that kind of thing, you know. But then there is, the kind of begging we do in Nigeria is crazy, you know. Someone can beg you for what you use if you don't have, you know. What is urgent 2K, what is, you know. Most of us don't know it, but because we're in the culture, but it's a very disgraceful culture, you know, begging, you know. And, you know, people are like, oh, no, it's because we're poor, it's because we're this thing. But it's just that, you know, there are countries, all over Africa, there are poor people. You know, Africa is not a country of Dubai or something. Most countries in Africa are not like Dubai. You know, most countries in Africa are like maybe better versions of Lagos or something like that, as if they're better. So in other cultures, you know, it's not like they have money in Rwanda. People that, you understand? But they don't beg like this. So why is it that? I remember, you know, I was so shocked one day. If you go to the airport, for instance, I was seeing an officer in immigration. You know, I was traveling to South Africa then, and I was, you know, we're going on the immigration line. And this was like an immigration officer, educated, you know, and he was talking well, you know, like on a line. And so he'd be talking in funny, like, how are you, you know, safe flight. By the time I reached my turn, Miss Eva wanted to smile at him. You gotta say, I beg, anything for boys. You know, I was so shocked. And it's not like he's someone that is not paid well. He's paid well, he's educated, he's well exposed, but he's still begging. Why? Culture, entitlement. You know, it's patronage. Everybody is looking for their destiny helper. Hallelujah. Who knows? Some of you say, maybe, yeah, maybe you're just dreaming that one day, one man will just see you and just say, ah, I like you. You know? Amen. Everybody's waiting for their destiny helper. Some people, their destiny helper is their long-lost uncle. You know, uncle that has disowned you, but you don't know that he has disowned you. So because of that environment, a lot of us have a default for entitlement. We feel entitled. And that's why, you see, anytime you get angry that people did not help you, it's because you're entitled. Hallelujah. Are we together? Maybe, for instance, now, as Christabel is selling her thing and nobody buys from her, if she's angry, it's because she's feeling entitled. It's not because, you know, people have a right to not buy from you. You understand? Same way you don't buy from everybody. Have you now? Can imagine after service, now maybe there's baba tea, there's smoothie, there's this, there's that. Or maybe on that day of I go live for you, you know, maybe somebody went to go and sell, I don't know, maybe biscuit and granite or something, right? And everybody's getting to popcorn, but they're not coming to your biscuit and granite stand, you know. If you're angry at the people, it's because you're entitled. Are we together? Yeah, it's because you're entitled. If your brain is working well, you should be thinking, why is it that people are not coming to my side? Could it be this biscuit and granite? You know, could it just be that I'm in the wrong business? Do you understand what I'm saying? Understand what I'm saying, though, before you start business, before you start getting angry that nobody in church is, you're not start forming theology out of it, that church, we need to support one another. Let me tell you something. I will never accept anything less from anybody because they are my church member. Let me explain what I'm saying. Let's say you are a tailor and, you know, I naturally have a bias. Instead of me spending my money outside, let me spend money on somebody that I know, which is the right way to think. And then I say, okay, sew me a shirt, right? And then you now sew me a nonsense shirt. I will never accept it as part of dealings of church. Do you get what I'm saying? I'll never say that, you know, we're Christian brothers, let me just take the shirt like that. No. I will call you and tell you that this shirt you did for me is rubbish. I don't like it. The reason is that that's the only way you can. Okay? Are we together? So never, don't be the kind of person that just patronizes people. Don't patronize people. Don't patronize yourself. Don't feel bad for people if they bake cake and the cake is not sweet. Don't then just be eating it so that she will not feel bad. No. Hallelujah. Are we together? If someone cooks food for you and the salt is too much, politely say the salt is too much. Don't be smiling. Are we together? Are we together? Hear me. Don't be smiling. Because what will happen is that Satan will most likely tempt you to go and say it behind the person's back. Do you understand what I'm saying? If your best friend is smelling, call your best friend, look him in the eye and say, you are smelling. Go and bath. Or go and rub. Go and spray deodorant. Are we together? Huh? Are we together? What I'm saying is very serious. You know, don't have fake, just plastic relationships. It breeds entitlement. People just feel, all of a sudden you begin to feel like you own something that you don't own, or you belong to something in a way that you don't belong to it. And ultimately, bringing it back to our conversation, it will affect how you also say wealth. You will be waiting for people. Oh, he will help me. They will help me. Are we together? So you don't primarily gain wealth via people helping you. How you gain wealth is via you adding value to people. Say adding value to people. Yeah, if you're a valuable person, you will be a wealthy person. Okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? When people, for example, when people that don't understand this thing, they're the kind of people that go and join gym that rich people are joining because they say, when I join this gym, I'll network. You know, those are the worst kinds of people on earth. Social climbers. They have the worst character. You know, maybe the only character that is worse is the character of maybe jihadists, people that want to kill. But aside that, that's nature of maybe like now, this place is like maybe all of us say now, this is setting is the Ikoyi Golf Club. Then somebody will say, ah, they're rich people, you know. Or somebody that was diligent in their church, you know. And then maybe the person now comes to this church once and the person is now mesmerized. Wow, these people are rich in this church. The person now leave their church and come and join. That's a very bad character. And many people have that character. Many, too many. Hallelujah. Too many people have that character to the point that it is safe to assume that some of you here have that character. It's the kind of society we're in. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when you are a valuable person, rather what happens is that you attract value to yourself. Are we together? Are we together? You attract value. If maybe you went to school now, you studied one kind of neuroscience, something, 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 that there are only 5 surgeons in Nigeria, you are one of them. If you are living in Ogbomosho, people that have brain surgery need will come and meet you there. You understand what I'm saying? Why? Because you are a valuable person. You get. So you don't need to meet somebody now and be changing your accent because they're trying to fit in. No. That's not. That's a Nigerian thing. That thing doesn't exist outside Nigeria. Trying to change accents, it's a purely Nigerian thing. Once you leave this country, you'll discover that because our society is who you know. That's who our society is. Other societies are not like that. So once you start engaging with people from various places, you will see that people tend to value. Hello, sir. Good afternoon, sir. Can we just welcome the pastor of the Ikorodu Church, Pastor Tami? You want to see someone? Okay. What was I saying? Yeah. You don't need to. You know, maybe like now, you know, some. Trust me, you don't need to change for anybody. I tell you the truth. You don't need to change for anybody. You know, I tell you the truth. You don't need to change for anybody. Number one, great people are not that brilliant. It's not brilliance that makes you a great person. Okay. What I mean by that is, in this context, what I'm saying is that when you start interacting with great people, you discover that they are not that, you know, it's not like people are that. You won't meet Tony Lumelu now and fall under the anointing. It won't happen. Except you worship money, you know. But if you meet Tony Lumelu, for instance, you will see that the man is a normal man like you, you know. And you can have something that, you know, he will say, wow, that's impressive. You know, I didn't know that. Are we together? So I said maybe you worship money or you worship people. That's when you will be scared of talking to. You know, is in the world that people should be impressed that maybe a 13-year-old is giving speech in the UN. They should be impressed, you know, but, you know, that's not an impressive thing. All of you should be able to stand before the president and say, you know, do better for us. You know, we are suffering in this country. You should be able to enter any office and stand, you know. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? Yeah. Why? Because you have value in yourself. You understand? That's why I'm not really a fan of Nigerian. I'm not really a fan of over-worship. There's something called over-worship of dignitaries. You should respect dignitaries, but you know, you can take it too far. You know, you shouldn't be kneeling down too much. Like, it's not a good thing. You understand? Are we together? You shouldn't be scared. You shouldn't be scared when there are adults around. It's not good. It's never good. There's anybody that behaves like that. Please stop that thing. It's not humility. Are we together? Be yourself, you know. If anybody is telling you anything and you don't understand it, say, please, I don't understand it, or I don't agree with it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? Never be timid because they're talking to someone that is higher than you. Okay. So we're looking at those bad mentalities, right? And we also looked at favor. Can we say favor? Can you shout favor?
Favor!
Can you shout favor again?
Favor!
Yeah. And we, last week, we were looking at what favor is, okay? I won't really go deep into it. I've just been doing recap since. I've not started teaching one on, and it's almost time, you know. And I want to finish today because I want to go home and lie down before glory. You know, but we've been looking at favor, and we're explaining the story of Jesus. Or we're using the story of Jesus to explain favor. And favor is one of the easiest things to understand because it's a very straightforward concept. When you say favor, everybody instinctively knows what you're talking about. You know, so it's not the kind of thing that I need to look at Greek to break it down. It's a very clear concept. It's just goodwill, you know. Abina, you know, goodwill, you know. Things working your way, you know, that kind of thing. People just wanting to help you, you know, that kind of thing. So the issue, however, with... Please, are we together? The issue, however, with favor is not that we don't understand what favor is. We all understand what favor is, but we don't understand what it is not or how to be a favored person. Okay, so favor, for example, is not luck, you get, right? Favor also is not you're not favored because you desire to be favored. You know, it's not like a desire. It's also not luck. It is also, hear me well, it is also not primarily prayer-based. Hallelujah. Ah, are you hearing me? It is also not primarily prayer-based. What I mean by that is that I can come now and pray for you and say, as you go this week, the Lord will favor you. Okay? I can do that, but that is not necessarily the primary way to walk in favor. You can pray for everything. The same way you can pray for money. Abina, you can say, God, give me money. But that's not the primary way you have money. The primary way you have money is via work. Okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? So, prayer in this context is not part of the mix. It's more like a force multiplier. It's like, if you remember your secondary school, I'm not everybody loved that. It's like a catalyst. It's like something is already happening. And then prayer pushes it. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's why, you know, a lot of people, if they are critical in this society, will not be Christians. Because to an extent, it appears like we lie a lot in churches. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. Let me give you an example. Maybe you come for a conference or somebody comes there and says, I see plenty governors. I see plenty presidents here. A lot of you now shout, amen. Abina. But usually it turns out that 5 years later, nobody is a governor. Nobody is a president. You know. You know what I'm saying, right? So, but you know, black man is religious, so all those things don't count, which has its good side too. But what I'm saying is that, are you understanding what I'm saying? Yeah. What I'm saying is that the reason why those declarations don't work is because that's not the primary way to become a governor. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you can't use prayer to override other principles, you know. So with favor, you need to understand what's the core of it. When we say a man is favored by the Lord, you know, what do we mean? You know, And what we don't mean is that the man prays all the time for favor. That's not what we mean. There are other things that are in place. And then prayer is always in the mix because a Christian is always praying. You get, so you can pray about everything. You can pray for everything. Everything can be prayed for. Praise God. Do you understand what I'm saying? So what is the core of favor? And we looked at the story of Jesus in the temple. Is there time for it? We looked at Jesus in the story of when he was 12 and in Jerusalem, you know. Please don't forget that thing I said about security, personal self. You know, one of the things that happens to us when, you know, let me tell you something about Jesus' nature, for example. Jesus is perfect in the sense that Jesus is not flawed. That's how we you know, because, you know, in the Bible, you know, there are not only four books about Jesus. Let me give you some history. You know, there are not only four books about, do you know? You don't know. Okay, there are more. If you want to run mad, there's ample opportunities to run mad in this one. You know, there are other books, you know. And what we even call the New Testament is human beings that decided to collate the book, right? So the way Christianity was that everybody agreed in the Old Testament, because that's what, you know, the prophets, then the five books of Moses, you know, that one is clear, you know. So as at the time of the early church, you know, that's their Bible. Do you understand? That's when they say, when Paul is talking about scriptures, that's what he's referring to, the Old Testament. But then, similar to as the New Testament started, the church started, church life started, it was growing, cultures were evolving, everything like that was growing, you know. People naturally write books. You know, for example, the Gospels were not written around the time of Jesus. Jesus was long gone. You know, I think the earliest was written like maybe 50 years after Jesus had died. You know, I think maybe that was Matthew. Why? They were just writing about, you know, so it's like maybe like Kenneth Hagin writing a book, that kind of thing. That was like the vibe. So please stay with me. I'm just trying to establish. So Jesus wrote all sorts of books. Right. And then, you know, because time had passed, you know, one thing about human beings, you know, you're just like when you're telling a story, the same thing can happen, but five people have five different versions of the story. It's the way human beings are. Human beings always add, you know, it's the way our memory is. So there were all sorts of books, you know, around, you know, about Jesus Christ, you know, all sorts of things, you know. And then eventually the whole church, you know, came together and said, no, we need to, so that people will not be misled. They did not pick what are the most credible books, you know, around about Jesus. As in, they picked Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And they also then picked, okay, what are some of the, in terms of teachings, they then said, okay, we're going to agree. Acts, Romans, 1 Corinthians, you know, everybody then agreed. Okay, so everybody agreed. I said, oh yeah, this is the official Bible. Oh, if you don't agree with this, you're a heretic, you know. Amen. 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 So that's how those books were written, right? And Jesus is depicted, or the nature of Jesus is that Jesus is perfect. Hallelujah. Jesus is perfect. For him to be a sacrifice for the world, he was a sacrifice that had no blemish. In other words, there was no sin in him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please still stay with me. There was no sin in Jesus. So Jesus is perfect. But you see, perfection, you know, when we say perfection as a man, what we mean is different from how God means it, you know. So what we mean is that if you looked at Jesus throughout his entire life, you might probably think that everybody was happy with him, you know, meaning everything he did was squeaky clean, you know, but that's not really how God sees perfection, you know. And I'm saying that because of what happened with his parents. You know, where at 12, he was doing something that he wasn't meant to be doing. Do you understand what I'm saying? So he was in the temple and he was, his mindset was that I'm not going back home, you know. But he was wrong as regards the timing. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right. So even though he was wrong as regards the timing, that's not imperfection, which I don't want to go more into that. But this is what I'm saying, that After that experience with Jesus, with his parents, that was the trigger that caused him to grow with in favor. Are we together? All right? If Jesus did not submit to his parents, he wouldn't have grown in favor. Meaning that if Jesus did not submit to his parents, he would have still had all the giftings that he had, but he wouldn't have had the favor of God upon his life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what I'm saying is that the core of favor is not necessarily that you are a brilliant person. It's not necessarily that you don't make mistakes. It is fundamentally based on alignment, meaning, are you submitted to authority? Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? That's the starting point of favor. If you're going to walk in favor, you're going to have to be submitted to authority. And the authority is a specific kind of authority. It's the authority of your parents. Hallelujah. Are we together? Yeah? The starting point, there's nobody that is rebellious to their parents that can have the favor of God. You can't. It can't happen. Do you understand what I'm saying? Are you following what I'm saying? Are you angry? Okay, don't be angry. But the core of favor, or the starting point of favor, the very base of favor, is submission to parental authority. That's the starting of it. And by parental authority, I mean two types, spiritual and physical. Okay? So physical is your physical parents. Spiritual is the people in Christ that God has given as your overseer. Amen. The church, the elders. Okay? You have to submit to these two places of authority for you to have favor. That's why the Lord said that if you don't honor your father and your mother, it won't be well with you. What he actually said was that honor your father and mother so that it will be well with you. Right? And the implication of that is that if you don't honor your father and your mother, it won't be well with you. Okay? Hallelujah. Even Jesus, for God to walk in his life, for him to grow in favor with God, he had to submit to his parents. So he wanted to stay in the temple. His parents called him and said, no, why did you do this to us? And then he went back with them. Are we together? So picture that thing. Please, picture that thing. Huh? Jesus as a 12-year-old boy. Amen. Amen. So Jesus as a 12-year-old boy, you know, maybe during open day or something like that, the parents came to school. You know, that kind of thing. And parents were not shouting at him, this boy, you've not been there. Yeah. They're like, how are you doing this? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? You know, some of you, that's when you start getting angry. That you people are not treating me well. You don't understand me. I mean, but they were scolding him in front of everybody. Like, why did you do this to us? And then he went back with them. Hallelujah. Do you understand what I'm saying? Jesus had to submit to his physical parents. He went back with them. He said, okay, let's go back home together. So he went back home. That's why they're doing something that he probably doesn't want to do. Maybe the carpentry. He never wanted to do the carpentry. You know, hallelujah. Are we together? You know, I started learning carpentry. I started learning all these things. That's such a powerful story. I tell you the truth. Such a powerful, if you can understand it, you know, so powerful. So that's the roots of favor. That's the beginning conversation. You can never be favored if you are not submitted to parental authority. And that's also the easy thing, because you don't need to go to 15 mountains. You don't need to climb up, you know. You don't need to lock yourself in your closet and say, God, favor me or I die. No, submit to parental authority. Hallelujah. Now, remember we're talking about wealth, right? So how this affects you is that fundamentally, I mean, obviously you get it, right? If you're favored, then it's easier to gain wealth because it's easier to attract people to you. All favor does is that it attracts people to you. So people want to help you. People want to, people just want to bless you, okay? But favor is even bigger than just money itself. You need favor for your destiny. But then in this context also, it makes it way easier. Because people will like you. Your boss will like you. Everybody will just like you. People will want to open doors. Opportunities will come your way. You know. But you need to be in alignment with authority. You know. Amen. And it says that Jesus grew in favor with God and men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus grew in favor with God and men. If you're growing in favor with God, you will also grow in favor with men. you know, the two complements, which is why, you know, I want to use God to beg you. Please listen to me. Listen to me. Everybody listen to me. You should know by now, me, I think differently, okay? I'm not the kind of person that will, by the grace of God, I have a bit of understanding of what I'm doing. I'm not the kind of person that will prop up your ego, okay? Listen to me. If you are in a social setting and people don't like you, the problem is not them, it's you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are we together? People have to like you. Why? Because you are a representative of Jesus Christ. And people like Jesus Christ. It's only if maybe they say, let's steal money, and then you don't steal money, and then they now hate you that you didn't follow them to steal money. Do you understand? Something like that. That's fine. But if you are in a place, and the people in that place, even though they are strong unbelievers, I mean, perhaps even cultists, you know, if you don't know how to get along with unbelievers, you are a religious person. Hallelujah. Are we together? If there's an open lesbian, let's say there's an open lesbian in your class. If you are her not getting along, you are a religious person. You're not standing for it. Am I confusing you? The way I do your face. If there's a gay person sitting beside you, if you and him are not cracking jokes, just gisting about Real Madrid, you know, there is a problem with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you sleeping? I'm telling you the truth. You are being religious. You're not standing for the truth. You're not shining the beacon of the gospel. No. You're a religious person. A religious person. So break down those walls of religion. Or let me just say, you're a prejudiced person. That's actually the accurate term. By prejudiced person. Don't hype evil. Evil is not that big a deal. You understand? Are we together? It's not that big a deal. David is not killing the minds of the young children. No, it's not. Amen. Which other influencer me and Moscow is David. Which other influencer? And Pella. Pella is not destroying the minds of the youth. Are we together? Eh? Are we together? Pella is not an enemy of the gospel. That's not who does the Bible call enemy of the gospel? It's fake pastors that are enemy of the gospel, not Pella. Pella is not a pastor. God has no issue with Pella except be born again. Are we together? Are we together? There's no issue. Don't be a prejudiced person. Christians can be very prejudiced. Okay? Say I'm the light of the world. Yeah, then shine light. See, now with this heat that everybody that wants to finish us, if there's light, won't everybody be happy? If you go home now, there's light, won't you be happy? You'll be happy now. Happy now? Everybody likes light. That's why even Jesus, used to attract people, you know, prostitutes would come to. Not that he will endorse the prostitution, just that they will come. You know, but it's not like he will endorse and say, you're okay, no. But at least he will come, you know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. You know, I don't know if I should tell you this. It's a very scary story. Very scary. A bit scary. It's one of my problems. I need to solve the problem. I need to solve the problem tomorrow. I need to start trying to solve the problem. So there is somebody that came to church. You know, he's been coming recently to church. And then someone just sent me a text message. You know, one of our members sent me a text message, I think on Monday or so, that, I know this person, you know. And I used to live in the same estate. You know, I know this person, you know. And this person actually was found to be a rapist, you know. She never even sent me the article where they mentioned the name of the person. This person is a rapist, though. He has been accused of raping women, you know. She never sent me the article. You know these articles now where they would say, Mr. A is a rapist. The girls came out, they showed text message of how he went to the party, he slept with her, that kind of. You know, and I said, I just want you to know so that, you know, what? Yeah. She just told me that, please, no, let's. I said, okay, don't worry. Thank you for telling me. We'll sort it out. So now my problem is, how do we go about this thing now? Because what if the person is genuinely born again? So I'm not trying to think that, okay, what's the process? First, I need to see the person. Then I need to study the person. Then I need to, like, observe what's going on around this person, you know? Because there are two things. The person may be genuinely saved. And the person is genuinely saved. You have to forget about the past. You have to. You understand? But at the same time, you need to be careful that the person won't go and start maybe you start trying to befriend somebody now, and then voila, will not happen. So that's my current problem. You know, I'm thinking, I'm asking God for wisdom. You know, at some point in time, I'll then say, okay, after I've studied person, I'll get me personal and say, okay, this is the situation. You know, how do we, you know, go around this thing? My point is that born again is born again, right? So if that person now has become saved, even if the person has not become saved, are we together? Even if the person has not become saved, or let me assume the best, that the person has become saved, I have to relate with the person. As a community, we need to relate with the person. Do you understand what I'm saying? We can't say once a rapist, forever a rapist. Hallelujah. It's scary, Abby. But it's a church. Church, everybody comes. You don't know where people are coming from. You know, some people, I don't know if somebody here has smoked cocaine before. there might be one person here. Abby, have you smoked cocaine before, Shola? No, never. You understand? You don't know, you know? So my point is that if you're going to, don't worry, yourself, you'll have your own problem eventually, you know. If you're going to be working with God in this thing, you'll be relating with all sorts of people. Hallelujah. And you have to know how to relate with. Are we together? You have to know how to relate with people. Many times we don't know how to relate with. We don't know how to relate with our parents. We don't know how to relate with our bosses. We don't know how to relate with our classmates. We don't know how to relate with the guy down the street. We don't know how to relate with, you know. And we mask it as spirituality. That's what I'm telling you, that if you are fighting with people, you are not, no, that thing is not, is that you don't know how to relate with. All of you here should be the most loved people in your class. I'm serious. And it is very easy. It's very easy. Very easy. You don't need to do deep things. It's very easy to be a loved person. Again, the joy that is inside of you, spread it out. It's that easy. Do you understand what I'm saying? Your teacher comes down and says, I'm going to fail everybody in the class. Everybody's not scared. It's because you two are scared. You know? If you allow the Holy Spirit to walk in you, and as everybody is scared, you start cracking jokes. After a while, they will start noticing that you are the one that is always changing the atmosphere. People will start liking you. People will want to be around you. Hallelujah. Do you understand what I'm saying? The problem is that at times, we too, we are like men. So we join the mix, you know. So we too, we join the mix. But just what is inside of you, the light that is inside of you, just allow it to flow. You know? Just allow it to flow. And people will like you. I tell you the truth. People must like you. Not everybody. Not everybody. Because some people are crazy. But generally speaking, people must like you. I'm serious. Amen. In fact, one of the things that might happen to you is that, are you blessed? One of the things that might happen to you is that you should even, you know, for some of you, you might even be attracting, you know, I remember during NYSC, and like I said, it's just about the light in you. I remember during NYSC, you know, when we went to Kaduna, No, there was one girl that I met, and I think it was me. Most of you remember her. She's now in Canada, Tofumi. And this girl. So me and Tofumi are in the same class in university. So I know you know me. So that's how we started. We're just together because that's the only person I knew in Kaduna. So during camp, we dropped with them. She had one other friend like that, you know. Very funny girl. It was later on I found out that the girl thought I liked her. You know why? You know, the girl was sick and she vomited in the sick bay. And I cleaned her vomit, you know. Yeah, I cleaned up on it. You understand? For me, I was just doing a basic, you are my friend, I'm trying to take care of you. You understand? You're sick. She vomited on the floor. And blah, 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 blah. You know? And I was cleaning up on it. And, you know, apparently, as I was taking care of her, she was thinking that, ah, this guy loves me. Oh. This guy loves me. Oh. It was later I found out, you know. I was laughing, you know. I was laughing. You know, very funny. Very funny camp experience, you know. And it's just because I've been a Christian. And it wasn't even a sacrificial. I didn't even think that I was doing something deep. It's just like, this is someone I know. She's sick. She has vomited. And the way NYC is the doctor graduates that are in the sick. It's not like they have staff. So nobody will take care of you because they're like, who are you? Why are you vomiting? Where do I know you from? If you get that kind of thing, right? It's not like they have a nurse. There's no nurse there. It's the students that did medicine that in the camp that will be taking care of people. So instead of the thing just being there and smelling, I bring them up now. Let's carry it. It gets. So you can even have instances where people can even misinterpret. My point is that you should be a
a lover, in quote. You understand my point? Right? Do you understand my point? Do you understand me? You should have something that is unnatural. You know, have a kind of care. Have a kind of genuine goodness that is rare. It will make people like you. Hallelujah. Not that you start trying to manipulate people. You start trying to... No. Just be yourself. The God that is in you, allow it shine. And you have to be favored. It's not people like Jesus. People love Jesus. You understand? It's just that many times people don't see Jesus. The people that are meant to showcase Jesus, people, they are not doing a very good job of it. You know, and you know, we're not perfect. But if you, like this now, begins to, you know, get, like someone in your street now that, you know, you're just passing by every day, you know, based on your natural circumstance, you're meant to help the person, you're meant to show a kind of love. If you do that, you'll be loved. You understand what I'm saying? Right? That's what I'm saying. You'll be loved. It's not hard to make people like you. Just be a good Christian. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? And when you grow in that favor with men, because you have to grow in favor with men, you can't be a cantankerous person. Sorry, that's a big word. You can't be a troublesome person, you know? Can't be a troublesome person. We're always fighting. You're always, you know, it's not good to always be fighting. Hallelujah. You understand? It's not good to always be fighting. It's never good to be known for being a fighter. You know, maybe fight against injustice. Yeah, that one is good. But fighting people, you know, you always have issues with everybody. Everybody is bad. Everybody is evil. It's not good. It's a very bad spirit, you know. And what that will mean is that anytime you are doing something with people, it will break down. Okay? Do we understand? All right. Are you tired? Who is tired? You can talk now. Maybe Rose is tired now. That's why she's at the back. All right, let me end in like 10 minutes, okay? Amen. Let me end in like 10 minutes. So favor is the fundamental thing. It will make you rich. Favor. You will attract wealth. Why? Because you will attract people. Hallelujah, okay? You will attract wealth because you will attract, you know. And the reason why I was talking about, I spoke about the God part, I also spoke about the man part, because you know, a lot of times we, in this spirit of wishing favor, we like to think that, oh, let me just do something. You know, once God favors me, people, no, it's not true. If people don't like you, it's not because it's not like they put powder on your head that will make people not like you or something. It's you. Are we together? It's you. And as a teenager, you have to learn how to come out of your teenage angst quickly. Because I know emotions is to fight a lot of us. Oh, they don't love me. They don't, you know. Abby now. Yeah, you have to come out of that thing. Where is Elizabeth? Is she in church? She stepped out. It's been a while now. Is it just now she stepped out? Okay. I know we all have that teenage, you know, nobody loves me. Nobody cares for me. You know, nobody understands me. I'm just alone in this world. You know, it's Satan. No, don't believe Satan. Are we together? Don't believe the lies of Satan. Don't fellowship with demons. Hallelujah. Snap out of it. Tell your neighbor, snap out of it. Don't believe Satan's lies. If you're a good person, people will like you. If you're a bad person, people will not like you. You understand? And it's like what God told Cain. If you do well, accepted. You know, a lot of times, because of our fallen nature, we have bad habits and bad character. And the world doesn't owe you anything. So the world will respond to you. So at times, when the world responds to us, we don't yet have that courage to admit that we have bad character, you know. But I guarantee you have bad character. There's nobody that people just don't like. Even if you are disabled, if you know how to do your thing, people will like you. Even if you're on a wheelchair. All right. The last thing I'll say on favor is, I've already spoken about it when I said, let your light shine. But there are a couple of things that can also be incorporated. I don't want to ignore something. You also have to learn how to walk in integrity. Everybody say integrity. Yeah. What's integrity? Integrity is just, you do what you say. Okay? You do what you say and you're not shifty. All right? You do what you say and you're not shifty. So when you make promises, you keep them. Yeah. You have to have integrity. And you have to have it to the core. Please, all the guys should listen to me. All the guys should listen to me. Everyone listen to me, but very importantly, all the guys. You have to have integrity to your core, you know? You know, I've been a Christian for a while. And, you know, I tell you the truth,
you know, spiritual people, when I say spiritual people, I don't even mean real spiritual people, but Christians. We have our, please listen to me. We have our, guys and girls, listen. We have our Christianese. There's the way we like to talk, you know. So we hide, you know, if a Christian doesn't like you, he won't say he doesn't like you. He will say, I'm praying for you. Do you understand? Like you will say it in a, we will say it in a Christian way. You know, someone might intend to say you are stupid. He will say, God bless you. Yeah, but in his heart, what he's really saying is, yeah, a stupid person. It's God blessed that will come out of his name. And you need to be the kind of person that has integrity. You know, Jesus Christ said, let your yes be yes and let your no be no. Now, why was he saying, let your yes be yes and your no be no? What he was comparing was swearing. What he was talking about there was, don't swear to Jerusalem, don't swear to heaven. But let your yes be yes and your no be no. In other words, let your, you know, don't be the kind of person that the only time we know that you're serious when you're saying to my mother or my mother, you know, do you understand what I'm saying? But you lie normally, you know. Then when you now want to be say the truth, you now say or my mother, you know, which is always not true because eventually, even that on my mother, it will still be lie, you know. You know, that's when spirit of lie is beginning to overtake, you know. But you don't need extra thing. You should be a very simple person and you should have a deep sense of integrity. Are we together? Please listen to me. Are we? Yeah. You should have a deep sense of integrity. When I say something, I mean it, you know. And I tell you the truth. This is, please listen to me. You know, I know you're listening to me. Sit. You know, you can mask lack of integrity under God said, or you can be a very what's the word? You can be somebody. You can display a character that can't be trusted. You can have a character that can't be trusted, but you will still have a spiritual form. What I mean is that I've noticed that at times, a lot of people that say God said, God did not say. Are we together? Yeah. At times, we just like to feel, it's the way spirituality can make you even a worse person. You see, a Christian, there's nobody that can waste time more than Christian brothers. Waste the time of girls more than a Christian brother. A Christian brother can, if he's a bad boy, a Christian brother that doesn't want to marry a girl, he just wants to date her. He can lead down for like 5 years and he'll be saying, you know, I'm still hearing God. I'm still, you know, he will be saying it in a very spiritual way. Whereas an unbeliever will just say, look, bro, it was just about the sex. I'm not concerned again, you know. But a spiritual brother will still be, you know, God will still be involved. You know, he will still be saying, I'm waiting to hear God. Even though he really doesn't want to marry somebody. Are we together? Do you guys understand what I'm saying? I hope I'm explaining it well. And you have to decide to not be that kind of person. Don't be that kind of person, okay? Don't try and appear. You see, spirituality is not confirmed by things like God said. Your spirituality is not like for you to be spiritual, there has to be a move of the spirit, in quotes. Your spirituality is how you think. The spiritual person spiritually has nothing to do with your spirit, actually. Or we say, who is a spiritual person? Are we together? Eh? It has nothing to do with your spirit. It's about your mind. It's being spiritually minded. That is life and peace. Do you get my point? Right? So your spirituality is fundamentally how your mind thinks. Not necessarily, you know, there's maybe you're just walking on the road, you just say, ooh, you know, that's not... that's not a spiritual person. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you have to play down. I know when speaking in tongues is enjoying you, there's always a tendency to want to be a monk. Maybe you want to prophesy too, but you have to learn how to have a clear mind, you know. If you like somebody, go and tell them, I like you. Yeah, don't mix it. You don't need to, if maybe like now you want to marry a girl like Chisom now, You don't need to go and tell her, God told me, because you think that's what she will want to hear. You know? If she asks you and says, did God say you should come and meet me? Because, you know, she's the kind of person that she can say that kind of thing. You know? Did God say, you're saying here, she can say, did God say that, you know, that I'm your wife? If God did not say, just say, I genuinely, look, sis, me as I'm here like this, it's just that I like you. That's, I don't know anything about God. Just say it that way. Are we together? Huh? Don't transform God said when God did not. Do you understand? Have integrity. Do you understand what I'm saying? Please, are you hearing what I'm saying? Have integrity. Because at times, you know, people don't say all these things. No, leave it. People don't say all these things and everybody will just be... And it's a very bad habit. I tell you the truth. It's very bad. You don't need to impress. Don't form spirit. Just do it the way it is. Be sincere. You understand? Be sincere. Just say, God did not say, it's my eye. I like you. And God did not say. Are we together? All right. Let me close by talking about hard work. So, don't worry, we're already done. I think we've covered the spirit of it. So the last thing I will say about gaining wealth. Now, if you look in scripture, there isn't so much talk about how to be rich. Hallelujah. The apostles don't really teach it. And the reason is a very simple reason. You know, the apostles, you won't read in the Bible and they'll tell you to invest in Forex or something like that. That's not what the Bible is about. Okay? And when they talk about work, for example, the apostles talk with the assumption that you have something in your head. What I mean by that is that Paul would just say, let him that does not have work. That's all he will say. Okay? He will say, go and work in all company. Are you feeling what I'm saying? All right? You just say, let him just work. Because there is an assumption that you have, you see, on matters of wealth creation or matters of poverty, these are more human manifestations than spiritual manifestations. They are spiritual in the sense that the element of the spirit is really about how low the fallen man can fall. Okay? But it's not compulsory that even the fallen man is poor. That's why unbelievers are wealthy. Amen. Are we together? That's why unbelievers are wealthy. That's why, you see, even if you say, for example, that the wealth in a society is also based on the level of witchcraft in a society, you're also wrong. Because it's not like there are no witches in UK. Do you understand what I'm saying? All right? There are witches everywhere. Trust me, there are witches everywhere. I mean, real witch, flying at night witch. It's not only in Africa that there are witches. It's just that the reason why Nigeria is poor is the way our mind works. It's not a satanic thing. Hallelujah. Are we together? I'm serious. We can choose as a people to change our country. It's just that we have not yet chosen, you get. So on issues of wealth creation and things like poverty, things like that, yeah, there's a spiritual element, but it's largely a function of how the mind operates. If your mind has not changed, you will not change, irrespective of the prayer and anointing oil that is on your head. Hallelujah. Are we together? And how sin manifests is also based on choice. You know, you can have maybe amongst Igbo, you know, I don't know if I should say this, my surprise loss of it, but you know, there's nothing like Igbo. There's really nothing like that. There's nothing like Yoruba. Those things are creations. Well, that's another issue. But amongst the people that call themselves Igbo, all of them, before Christianity came, all of them were worshipping other gods. Abi now. Some worship other gods, they'll leave it there. Some worship other gods, they'll enter into cannibalism. Abi now. Yeah, it's based on choice. Meaning, is what their soul chose. You get? Some people will do sorcery in Babylon and they will build empire. You get my point, right? The witches in Nigeria are no rich Babylonian. You understand, right? For people to, do you know what it means for people to see Jesus in the star? They are no Christians, no Holy Spirit. Abina, no Christians, no Holy Spirit. Just astrologers, they worship, they study star, you know, that's their own thing, stargazing. And they saw into the spirit that Jesus was giving birth to. And they started traveling from that place to come and worship the king of the Jews. Because that's what the star said. You understand? Serious levels of witchcraft. Yeah. But some people, their own witchcraft, they'll be in bush. You understand? You understand? It's what the soul likes. It's what Nigerians like, poverty. That's why we are the way we are. We like poverty. For you to be a conk witch, you have to be inside. You get. In some societies, for you to be a conk, the conk witch is in their parliament. You know, that's where the real wizard is. Or this Illuminati kind of people. So your mind, I tell you the truth, is I know spirits look like they're that powerful, but I'm telling you the truth, they're not that powerful. Is your mind. Is your mind. Is your mind. Satan does not have issue with money because, in fact, it even, is here, with Satan, it even pays him more to give him money. Most people don't survive world as part spirituality. You get? That's why most Nigerians that worship people, like the moment they move to a society that the things are working, they will leave church. Are we together? So Satan is not that, Satan has no issue with you having money. He can offer you money. You get? It's not like in fact, that's what he does. He offers people. But it's largely your mind. Okay? So your mind has to be at work. And your mind is a contemporary thing. So it's very simple. You just have to not be an ignorant person. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have to not be an ignorant person. That's why we'll give you, we'll organize those classes. Yeah, so that your mind can work. And then the next is hard work. Or the last is hard work. And I think all I'll just say is that what you call, or let me just go to the end because, you know, all of you would appreciate hard work. But let me just say this, that you have to have an attitude of outworking others. Amen. 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 This is one of the reasons why how you perform or your attitude to school is more than school. Okay? Are we together? I mean, your attitude to school is more than school. Because there's passing the exam, there's having the habit, okay? As regards where you end up in life, your results is important. You know, for instance, if you want to be a lawyer, you have to pass law school, you get that kind of thing. So it's important in that sense. But much more important is your attitude to school, okay? That's important, you know. If you're a lazy student, you'll be a lazy husband, you'll be a lazy worker, to affect everything, okay? So, you have to have an attitude of outworking people. Just by default, you should have an attitude that does more than what others do. So you get to a class, you get to SS3 and discover that people are reading 1 hour a day, you know, for example. You have to have an attitude that will compel you to read 3 hours a day. Do you understand? Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Because one of the major ways that you will learn valuable skills is via hard work. You see, there's a way we say it. For you to be a master at something, you have to put in 10,000 hours into the thing. That's just the way we describe it. In other words, if you're going to be a global artist, not music artist, I'm talking to him like normal fine drawing. There's a certain amount of time that you just have to spend doing. You learn. Then you become a master. Hallelujah. Are we together? Yeah. So you have to have that kind of readiness to put in the hours. Your eye has to be red. I mean, you have to have a red eye. There is no nation that will be like America. And you know, I know people like to say America is God's own country, all these kind of things. You know, well, you can see all those ones. You know, but, you know, just like Israel now, you won't see Israelis saying we have covenants, therefore we are lazy. You know, you tend to notice that the people that have covenant tend to be the hard workers. You can't compare yourself to America. The way those guys work, wow, it is impressive. You know, the way Americans work, it's crazy. They outwork everybody. You know, I was reading something about the CBN. They want to start doing one kind of exchange rate for when business is closed. Because, let me explain, maybe too complex. But the way those guys work is very, Americans will outwork you.
You know, they'll just put in, they'll just be bam, bam, bam. They'll keep on going, 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 you know? And that's one of the major reasons why they achieve great things, because they have a certain level of seriousness. Get, I think as a society, there's no, I'm not speaking against public holiday, but as a society, I think they only have maybe like, I know they have 4th of July, then Thanksgiving, then Christmas. I think that's it. So 4th of July is one day, Thanksgiving is a weekend, 4th of July too is a weekend, and maybe that Christmas period, so from Christmas to New Year, that's like a week, that's all, you know, you understand? They don't do Easter, then maybe Easter, you know, because Easter is an important time. You know, it's not like Nigeria now, you know, there's another one in May, you know. In that May, there's another Eid al-Kabir. You know, there's Eid al-Kabir, small salah, there's big salah, you know. There's another one, you know. And there's nothing wrong with public holiday because, you know, Nigeria is a very stressful country, so let people rest. But my point is that those guys, even to the bad side, you know, they have leave. I think maybe their leave days like 10 days a year or something. I said, what kind of crazy number? When I found out, I was like, oh boy. And if you now go to the Chinese, those guys, they work. And the beauty is that it is all legitimate work. They are not defrauding people. I mean, they are fraudsters everywhere, but they are not like Nigeria. You know, everybody wants to be a Yahoo boy. Everybody just wants sharp money. You know, these people are utilizing themselves. They are working hard. They are building things. You know, it is about the thinking. You understand? Can you imagine? Isn't it a disgrace? Nigeria, with all our religious, God, 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 God. This country is worse than 1960. The Chinese people, with all their no God. You know, in China, religion is officially a mental illness. That's what they classify religion, is a mental. You know, they're communists, they don't do religion. But without God, if you know the world those guys have built, and it's just attitude to work. Nigerians would rather be lazy. Mentally, especially the mental laziness, we don't like to think. You understand? We don't like to think. Hallelujah. So you have to have that attitude of work. You understand? Don't be saying, I'm tired. Okay? That tired, you see, don't trust you are tired. Because, you know, the funny thing about you are tired is that eventually you will see that, or how will I put it? If you start reading, some of you now, if you start reading book now, physics textbook, after 30 minutes, you say you are tired. But if you continue, you will notice now that as you continue, for you to become tired after a while, it will reach 1 hour. Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't know if you get what I'm saying, right? It will reach 1 hour. So the question is that if your tiredness could push up, why you, it's a very strange thing to trust, I'm tired. You get? Are we together? See, this is the last thing I'll say. And it's an advice. Someone gave me the advice many years ago. He said, when you start reading, okay, and how many of you have read to the point that your head was paining you? Yeah, come on. He said, when your head is paining you, the way you explained it was a very funny way. He said, when your head is paining you, and now I understand it, because now I understand a bit about how the brain. You know, when your head is paining you, what's actually happening is that it's like a car that's been, the engine has been, is not on. So you now put the engine noise, not making noise, boom, boom, like you're warming the car, you know. So when your head is spinning you, that's actually what's happening. In other words, your head is beginning to, because the way your brain is that the more you use it, it literally forms new connections. So your neurons, they'll be expanding, you know, they'll be forming new connections. Now, when that is happening, what you are feeling is that your head is spinning you. So what he told me was that don't stop reading, continue reading. You know, eventually you will break the barrier. You know, it's like prayer in that sense. You know, you're praying, you start getting tired. Keep on praying. I said, make sure that you continue reading, even though your head is hot. Keep on reading. Eventually you'll see that you'll be able to take in more information, you know. And that was the advice he gave. It was my lesson teacher, my jam lesson teacher. He gave me the advice and I found it to be true. So that's the last thing I want to tell you. You know, don't be believing I'm tired, I don't have anything to do. No. If you are reading something, keep at it. You have to put in the hours. There's no other way.
Are you listening to what I'm saying? You have to put in the hours. Grace is not, I don't know who taught us this thing. Or it's not, grace is not that you use less time. See, bro, see, if you're on this earth, because, you know, well, that's another issue. But if you're on this earth, if you do jazz, you will work hard. Are we together? If you do jazz, you will work hard. If you say you want to be governor of Lagos State now, and you do 3 human being sacrifice, you will still have to work hard. You can't just be in your house and people will elect you. You still have to go around and campaign. You get my point, no? Do you understand what I'm saying? You have to go around. You have to campaign. You have to fight. You have to... Because the nature of the war is that you have done 3 human head sacrifice. Another person has done 5. And nobody's looking. Nobody's waiting for you now. Another person has done 5. Another person has gone to Daddy Gio and said, touch my head. So everybody is now coming to fight. You know, even though you have 3 demons, someone has angels, someone has 5 demons, someone has senior demons. So, irrespective of what you have done, you still have to enter and fight. Hallelujah. Are we together? If you do Yahoo, you still work hard. You will still work hard. You know, it's because now, now internet is better in Nigeria. So, everybody has internet in their house. During the early days of Yahoo, when they were doing cyber cafe, you know, maybe if you are going for night vigil, you don't see them in one cyber cafe. Sweat. You see all of them. They will remove shirts. Pra, 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 pra. Working all night to collect $500. You understand? Are we together? No, for real. It's because everybody has internet. You know, back in the day, internet, it was cyber cafe. Nobody uses cyber cafe. So if you're passing, you will see all of them. Some will be in that cyber cafe all day. Pra, 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 pra. Kata, 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 kata. Pra, 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 pra. Those funny days. If you look at their screen, you'll see them. Funny guys. So you will work hard. Hallelujah. So get used to working hard. All right. Father, we thank you for this word. We ask that you shall give us the right spirit. In the name of Jesus, give us the right spirit of hard work. Give us the spirit of innovation. Give us the mind of innovation. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Hallelujah. All right. Can you send? Okay.